Is it time to move your money? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's not easy running a big bank these days. All these new rules taking effect as aftershocks from the big meltdown. One of those new rules kicks in this summer, forcing banks to cut their debit card fees. Right now, when you use a debit card, the bank charges 44 cents. That brought in $16 billion in 2009. But Congress, wanting to encourage the use of debit cards over credit cards, passed a law to cut that fee to 12 cents come July. The banks hate that. And they hate it so much, there was a report that one bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, was going to start limiting debit card transactions to $100 so you'd be forced to use a credit card, which carries a much higher fee, defeating the whole purpose of the new rule. By the way, why aren't merchants required to disclose the credit card fee on your receipt the way they do the sales tax? Because it's a tax, too, up to 4% per transaction. Anyway, economist Robert Johnson is so angry at the big banks, he started a Move Your Money movement to encourage people to pull their money out.
They pay you nothing on deposits. They're hammering you on fees, and they're using the profits they make not only to pay executive bonuses, but also to lobby in Washington to change the rules to help them put the screws to the American people.
His website, moveyourmoney.info, links to highly rated small banks that didn't get bailouts. But will people really move their money?
Well, I think the stress and the hostility towards the political manipulation by the large too-big-to-fail banks are the basis for believing something is different this time.
We'll see. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.